Shinyan Gimel, Siv Ches. You have a bench, the one of its legs fell out. It's also to put it back in on Shabbos. Mr. Brewer explains, even if you're not going to do it tight, there's a chash, the gzera, shem yitka, you might come to bang it hard in order to be mechazga to strengthen it. Now what about this bench that's now missing one of its feet? Could you lean on a different bench and now use it to sit on it? Mechaber says the Ar Machmirim, who say it's aser, and the Mr. Brewer says, that indeed that's how the Ma Paskins elsewhere as well. That's also to do that, and it's even muksa. Just because of a gzera that you might come to stick the broken off leg into it and bang it in. However, Mr. Brewer says, Apidir Ma, that if you already sat it once before Shabbos like this, missing the missing leg, so then we're not afraid Shem Yitka, because apparently you're comfortable using it like this, so then it would mutter on Shabbos to sit on it like this and to move it as well. Sif Tes, if somebody bangs one piece of wood into a different piece of wood, whether he bangs it in with a nail or just bangs it into the hole in the other piece of wood till it becomes like one, that's the Toda of Boina. It doesn't make a difference if it's attached to a house or if it's in the Kli, Mr. Brewer says. Same would apply if an axe is missing the handle and you bang in the handle into the axe, that'll be Boina. And if you take apart an axe, the handle from the axe part of the axe, that'll be Seser. If you block the Raisa, as long as your Kavanah is to Masak and do something productive, not to Makalkal, not to ruin something. So if you, the Machaber says, have a chutz in the courtyard that got ruined by the rain in the winter, which is common in the olden days, and you want to throw straw out in order to make it possible to walk there, so you could do that, and it's not considered Moisav al-Binyan, like a problem with Baina, with the karka of the chutzar. And the reason is because that straw will not be there forever. Animals will eat it, it's good for Michael Behema, it's going to be used for something. It's not something to put there permanently. Mr. Brewer says something to put there permanently, cement, sand, pebbles. Then it's also because of Rashash Shvui Gumus, you might come to straighten out the holes in the karka of the chutzar that way. And as long as you're doing the masak in the chutzar, it will be a problem of Baina. As opposed to, if you're just spreading out sand in the morning in order to cover the rig, the saliva people spat in the chutzar, then it's not a problem because the kavanah is not bechlat masak in the chutzar, do any binyan in the chutzar, or just to cover the rig, the people who spat the saliva on the floor of the chutzar. Now, even in this case, the Shulchan Aruch says mutter, and it's not considered like moisav al binyan because the tevin, the straw, is not going to be there forever, it's going to be eaten by animals eventually. Still, the Machaber says you have to do the shinoi, you can't throw it around in a basket or in a box. Rather, have an upside down box and have the straw on the top of the upside down box and flip it. The box, the straw should land on the floor of the chutzar. One cannot do it with their hands. He has to do it with a kli, with a shinui. Otherwise, the problem uvda lachal. If there's a big tzarech to do it the regular way, Mr. Burr says, you could have a guy do it for you, because we are shvus to shvus, since uvda lachal is only drabbanan, and Amir la'akam is only drabbanan, so you could have a guy do the uvda lachal of spreading out the straw the normal way, but makum tzarech harbe, when there's a big tzarech, is mutter. Simen shinya dalet. The halachas of binyan v'stira, boina v'seisar on Shabbos. The Machaber says in Sif Aleph that in general the clouds ain't binyan v'stira b'kelim. There's no problem with boina and seisar on kelim, on vessels, on utensils, only on karka or on a house or something to that effect. However, the Machaber says that which is no binyan v'stira b'kelim is only if it's not a real big, a real binyan, not binyan gom or binyan mamish, but a real binyan and stira that could be even by kelim. Machaber's example of where you could do binyan v'stira b'kelim, it's not binyan mamish, is let's say you have a barrel, which the Ramah throws in, that doesn't hold 40 saw, which the Brewer says a share of 40 saw is one amma by one amma by three ammas, so we guess three cubic ammas, so it's less than 40 saw, less than that share. So now, this barrel is a movable item, it's a keli, and the Machaber continues describing the case that it got broken, and you used tar to stick the broken piece back together, and now you want to break it. Mr. Burr explains, break even a different place on the barrel to get something out of it. So since this barrel wasn't such a barrel because it already had a crack that you once had to fix, so now to break it in order to get something out is not a problem of seisar, it's not a problem of stira, because anyway, it's not such a good barrel, it's not a barrel that is in perfect condition that's good for long-term use. As long as you're not machaven when you make the hole to get something out, as long as you're not machaven to make a beautiful neck of a good hole, that'll be a pesach going forward. That itself will be a problem of masak and mana, if you're making a good hole. And Mr. Burr brings in the Taz, even if the hole that you Muhammad makes is a small hole, it's not good for l'hachas l'hitzi, for taking things in and out, long term will still be usher midrabanan. A big hole could even be usher deraisa if it's used l'hachas l'hitzi. Rather, we're discussing a case, you're not trying to make a nice hole at all, you're just trying to get something out, and the chavis was not in the greatest condition, it was once broken, it was fixed, so in such a case, ain't been investir b'kelim, and you could crack a hole in order to get whatever you want to get out of it. But if it's a perfect, beautiful chavis, so then it'll be usher to break it, even if you're not making a kli and making a beautiful hole, it'll be a problem of stira that you're breaking open the chavis.